Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com talking about Coley Welter on this Saturday being inducted into the Illinois High School Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame. And a 2008 graduate is Dennis Clark, and he's involved in coaching in the Mercer County School District. Now, he helps with the junior high track, on Coach Engwall's girls basketball staff, helps with the football program as well. And Dennis, what about your time with Coley Welter? I heard the urban legend about you where he actually had to go to your house because you overslept. Take it away. Was that a true story?
It's a true story. So I didn't actually oversleep. I was calling myself staying home and skipping school and trying to stay home and sleep. And I'm sleeping in my room, and I hear my door open. So I'm thinking it's my stepmom. Nope, it's Coach Welter. Walked in and say, "Hey, get up, you're going to school."
And I'm sure there was a little more said than just that. And what was your reaction when you woke up and saw that it wasn't your stepmom? Instead, it was your high school football coach.
I was like, whoa, okay. I mean, you can't really say, no, I'm going to sleep in. I was intimidated by the guy. So I was like, okay, I'm going to school.
You know, it's funny. I was telling you off the air that, you know, maintain kind of an open line of communication with Coach Welter since he left, just because basically my kids are the same age as his kids. And we were talking in passing, I think, earlier this year, and I said, you know, Dennis Clark helping out with a girls basketball program, and I said, I think it's great, nice addition to the staff. And he, you know, he kind of paused and said, man, I love that dude. So when you flash back to get out of bed, Clark, to fast forward and now, you probably didn't realize maybe at that time what it meant about, you know, they call it tough love sometimes, right? And you right. Don't get that. And maybe you did get it at the time, but I'm saying you can fast forward and see in your life what that kind of, those type of experiences meant in molding you.
Right. Yeah, it did. I stay close with him all the time, like through holidays I text him. And yeah, it was definitely tough love.
Well, and so you coach now.
Yep.
Basically, junior high track, you help Coach Engwall with the girls' basketball program, mm-hmm. and on the football staff. What are some of the things that you picked up from him, you think, that, and like when I've talked to some of the guys that coach, like Logan Willits or Aaron Willits, say you can't be Coley Welter, you got to be your own dude.
Yes.
But you got to pick up some of the stuff that you learn from him and try to apply some of that, still knowing that you got to be your own guy. But what were some of the important things or lessons that you kind of apply in all this?
From with him, just got to take it. I know with me, he took it slow because I wasn't getting it right away. And he, like, so with some of the kids, I take it slow with them and I walk through with them. And yeah, it's no Coley Welter. You can't be Coley Welter. You can't be Coach Welter. It's impossible. You got to be yourself, like they said. But I just try to take a little bit of him and put it into me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, you look at the part that, you know, you participated in, I think, a 2008 graduate. So you played on the back-to-back state runner-up teams as a sophomore and a junior, and then lost in the second round, I think, your senior year. But I, you know, so that equated to what for you, 14, 28, plus 11, what, 39 games you played in 3 years. That's a lot of football games.
Yeah, it is.
And you probably can't, there's no way you can remember all those, but you can remember moments. Are there
right.
some things that stand out, and you talk about getting, you know, woke up at your home because you didn't show up to school or practice or whatever? Give me something else that stands out that for you playing for him, or memory or something.
Well, I remember it was my senior year, and I had a big run against West Central. And going to halftime, he comes to me and goes, "I was waiting 4 years for you to run that way." I was like, oh, okay. I guess I wasn't running that way all the rest of the time.
Well, and I guess, too, the other thing is I've talked about this with some of the other kids, that sometimes that you can watch, like, the Hollywood representation of, like, high school football, and some of the representation is the coach has to be win at all costs. yeah. and is a complete, you know, just a complete bad person because he's trying to win at all costs.
Right.
Now, Welter was kind of the exact opposite. Yes. He didn't win at all costs, but it's like he won, and he to me, he portrayed the right things in winning, too. I mean, that's a difficult equation to come by,
is.
I think.
It is. It's very difficult. I don't know how to explain. I don't know how he does it, but yeah, he's a different breed of culture.
Yeah, and just you know, you look at 113-22 in 11 years. That's his record. 113-22. That's why I keep bringing that back up to everybody. In 11 years, 113-22, and 3 first place finishes and 2 second place finishes. So as we wrap up here, what kind of impact do you think he had on your life then?
I know he was like another father figure other than my dad to me, and still is to this day. He made me a hard worker, and I never oversleep again.
and I assume you wanted to coach a little bit because
he wanted to, because
you saw how he did it.
Yep. When I was growing up, I never thought about actually coaching. And then I met him, and it was just a different ball game. I got another funny story. When I first came to Aledo in sixth grade, I was like, what, 6 foot? I was 6 foot. I was the size tall as I am now, and I was playing for the Little Giants, the Tavs team. And so I'm just a man of all men against these kids. And I would come off the field, and Tavs like, hey, I want you to meet someone. I was like, oh, okay. Never played football in my life. That was probably my first game. And he comes to me and was like, hey, I'm Coach Welter. I'm the high school football head coach of the Aledo Dragons here. And I think you're ready for high school football.
And 3 years later, you were. Well, Dennis, I appreciate it. Thanks for sharing some observations. I know a lot of people are sharing in this weekend for Coach Welter going into the Hall of Fame. Thanks for helping us out.
No problem.
All right, Dennis Clark with us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.